NHL High School Football Game of the Week. Carrboro High School at home against the Northwood Chargers. Both these teams 3-0. They are ultimate rivals. And as Jason Tutrin, the head coach of the Carrboro Jaguars, said last year in private, and then I made sure to take it public, he goes, "That darn Bill Hall." He goes, "He is a thorn in my side." Four previous years, the Chargers of Northwood had defeated Carrboro. Last year, Carrboro on that magical run of 15-1, losing in the state championship game in the last 24 seconds. They finally were able to get over the hump against the Chargers, defeating them 20-17 at Northwood, and he finally got the monkey off his back. Bill Hall didn't like that at all and said, "I am going to go and recruit some more brain power to go with this experienced talent that I have coming back next year." Bill Renner retires from East Chapel Hill High School. He is the king of the spread offense, the king of the five wide. He says, "You come on, be my offensive coordinator." And it has been a magical partnership thus far. Again, both these teams 3-0, and this will be an interesting matchup. Matt Oakes, glad to have you with me. You're going to see a good one tonight.
I'm so excited. What a game. What a night for some high school football. It should be a great contest. And like you said, so many storylines, Paul. So it should be a great contest. I'm looking forward to seeing a lot of great players out on the field.
Well, you talk about great players, and you got to go right to Carrboro High School. Every win they've had this year has been in doubt at some point. Again, they are managing through some growing pains here in the first 3 weeks with losing Alex McVeigh at quarterback, losing Parrish, the fullback, not being able to have that offensive firepower that they had last year that let them run a very complicated offense. They've had to simplify, but when it all comes to bear, the answer is Trey Sharp.
Trey Sharp, they're sharp all the way, and 578 yards for this season already, 10 touchdowns, Paul. It's just an incredible display through three games, and then really it's going to run through Sharp tonight.
Well, it does, and you know, you say 575 yards, which is that's a lot of offense for 3 weeks. Heck, that's a lot of offense for some fullbacks for a season. But the most impressive part of that is 575 yards on 75 carries. Now, that's an average of 7.7 a carry. If you can rip off 7.7 a carry, that's double what you'd expect, you know, or what you'd be satisfied with for your running game. You know, you'd like to get 3-4 yards on first down. You'd like to get 3-4 yards on second down. Brings up third down and short. He's ripping off 7.7 a carry. That really gives you confidence to be creative on offense, to not be so perplexed or too reactionary on mistakes. And, you know, it gives you faith in that offense because you know that he can rip off, again, 6 and 7 yards a carry.
And I think, you know, if Jonah Mendes can just manage the offense, just not make the mistakes, be calm out there when you have that kind of a horse in the backfield, it's just really going to give him a lot of confidence. And if he can keep the ball and just deliver it to the playmakers, they should have a great chance to win this game tonight.
Well, in the conversation earlier this week with Jason Tudrin, he said the same thing. He said, "Look, Jonah Mendes, can he do the same things that Alex McVeigh did? No, he's not that guy. But all he has to do is manage the game. Don't make the critical mistakes. Keep the ball from off the field. Keep it in the hands of receivers. Don't try and do more than you're capable of doing. You can't win the game for us, but boy, you could certainly lose us."
For sure, and then Northwood can turn you over as well on the other side. So, I mean, they're big, they're physical, and something that Carrboro needs to watch out for.
Well, on the offensive side for the Chargers, Ty Penix. He got his final start about midway through the year last year, and they opened up the offense. He embraced it. He's mobile. He can throw on the run. He can think on his feet. He's only a junior. He's still learning, but he is enjoying this five-wide, this spread offense, where we're going to see, we'll see Ty Penix throw to maybe 6 or 7 receivers tonight. But here's the big difference is he has the same experienced running back behind him in Kadarius Roan. Kadarius Roan is a bruising back. He can also hit the hole fast. He has the speed. He has the experience. We're looking at teams here that are potentially mirror images. And it's going to be interesting to see the chess match that goes on. I think the first quarter will play such a critical role in who wins this game, because in the first quarter you're dealing with two teams that kind of want to do the same thing. One is going to impose their will on the other, and then the other one will have to react, and we'll see if it results in points. You get down, and then you have to change your game plan. And no coach, especially when you're playing across the field from your gut rival, wants to have to change their game plan. We're going to take a quick break. You're listening to the WCHL High School Football Game of the Week. Back in 2 minutes, Carrboro ready to face off at home against the Northwood Chargers.
Hello, this is Kit Ballou of Franklin Street Realty.
And I'm Sammy Martin. Kit, it's that time of year again, Carolina football season, and nobody gets more excited about Carolina football
Sammy,
than I do.
Football and real estate have absolutely nothing in common, except once I had a client who wore shoulder pads.
Well, I think that counts.
And homes are measured in square feet, and football is a game of inches.
And our business is all about bringing two parties together who have totally opposing agendas. The buyer always wants to pay as little as possible, and the seller usually wants more than the market will bear.
And inspections are like first downs, and lenders are like referees, and closing is like the end zone.
By George, I think she's got it.
I do have it, Sammy. When it comes to buying and selling a house, we all want to come out ahead. And at Franklin Street Realty, we make that happen.
At Franklin Street, we have more than 20 years experience helping the right buyers and sellers find each other, so everyone ends up a winner.
Oh, Sammy, that's so sweet.
Franklin Street Realty, why would you call anyone else?
I'm Edward Holmes, president of Cruiser's Convenience Marketplace. By now, you've heard about our fountain drinks made with 100% filtered water served at a chilly 34 degrees with our chewy ice. They're guaranteed to taste great and only 79 cents every day. Right now, we're giving you the opportunity to win free fountain drinks for a year. Simply visit our Facebook page and look for the contest icon. Contest runs through September.
Cruiser's, good to go.
Tar Heel fans, this is Brian Pott with Landscape Logic. Just a friendly reminder, fall seeding is around the corner. Having a nice lawn is not a product of good luck. It's an absolute science. At Landscape Logic, we are qualified and committed to giving you the direction and care you need to be successful and protect your economic and aesthetic investment. Ask about our aftercare programs, weekly maintenance programs, and references in your neighborhood. Visit us online at landscapelogicnc.com. Landscape Logic is a logical choice for all your landscape needs.
Welcome back to Carrboro High School. Pair of teams, 3-0. Fierce rivals. Quarterbacks with something to prove. Coaches with something to prove. Two running backs in Kadarius Roan and Trey Sharp that want to prove who's the biggest bull in the pen. This is going to be a very, very interesting game. Two teams that like to throw it. The Chargers of Northwood have a better opportunity to throw it. We did not talk about before we went to break. In the air, however, the Carrboro Jaguars may have the best threat in the conference in Marlon Johnson. Marlon Johnson, big, tall, he's quite a threat, he's experienced, he's the go-to guy for the big play, and Jason Tudrin likes to call his number when they are deep in their own territory. As you can see, he had a big touchdown against East Chapel Hill, went 86 yards down the right-hand side, had another one last year against Chapel Hill, where he went 75 yards down the middle of the field, likes to call his number for that big play. Marlon Johnson has, he does it on the field, and you can see it from the stat sheet.
You're exactly right, Paul. 16 receptions, 370 yards, 23.1 average there, and two TDs, and exactly that 86 long one is unbelievable. And really, it's who they hang their hat on. It's Marlon Johnson that they're going to be going to through the air. And another thing that I think that we've discussed, it can Jonah Mendes find Marlon in those critical moments, because they're going to surely have those third down scenarios, and sometimes they're not going to be able to always go to Sharp.
Well, as if they weren't thin enough, as a matter of fact, during the first week I had a conversation with Jason Tudrin and said, hey, send me your depth chart, which was naturally it followed, laughter followed, because we decided, it wasn't so much a depth chart as it was a timeline with an emergency plan. Because you have to remember now, this Carrboro team, pretty thin for depth. They have 7-8 guys play both ways. They've always had it that way. They have 30 some legitimate varsity players that they can depend on. It's a thin, thin roster. So they lost another one this week. So last week, 2 weeks ago, rather, the water bug, Grayson McGee, caught a helmet in his shin and, was complaining about, geez, how much it hurt, but he gritted it out, tough gutted it out, and then walk around before the Chapel Hill game.
Unbelievable.
He was walking around and saying, Coach, my leg is just killing me. It's bringing tears to my eyes. So Jason Tudor said, well, I don't think he can play. You got to go see the trainer. So they looked, and the trainer said, well, it looks like a deep bruise. Well, they went and had it x-rayed. The kid broke his tibia. So he has a clean fracture of the tibia. He'll be out 4 to 6 weeks. Now, that's bad enough, and that's a tough guy. Grayson, we hope you get better. But what it did was it further debilitated that running attack for the Jaguars to where now Kendrick Edwards, who typically plays at wide receiver, he will find himself in the backfield or in motion or taking those secondary handoffs. So it's one less distraction when Jonah Mendes backs up to pass. It's one less target. So even more concentration on Marlon Johnson. And, again, with the loss of Grayson McGee, easier for the linemen for the Chargers to concentrate on Trey Sharp.
And I think that is a good point, Paul. It seems as though Carrboro may be a little one-dimensional tonight. I mean, they're going to have their work cut out for them. Yes, they have the home field advantage. They're going to have to get off to a good start because if things start to slide a little bit, it's going to be a lot of pressure on the shoulders of the young QB.
Well, the best thing the Jaguars do have going for them is up front. They have a senior-laden line and, a lot of experience there, plenty of beef up there. And that's the calm. That's the cool, calm, and collected area of this Jaguars offense. And when things really kind of fall in and a play needs to be made, they know that they can go ahead and they can run behind, some of that big beef in there. Rakeem Satterwhite, Xavier Dunn, they have the ability to run behind these guys, and it makes a big difference when you got 6'1" and 6'4", way over 200, that senior experience. And that's really where they hope to kind of own the pace of play and take the air out of the ball if they have to and control the time of possession, because you do not want to give this Chargers team a chance to have the ball multiple times, to have the ball more times than you do in a half, and take the ball down the field. Because Ty Pennix, again, we've talked about his versatility. We've talked about how mobile he is, and he is going to find – he is going to find a lot of different receivers. He is going to find John Atwood. He's going to find Jacob Fowler. He will find Jared Worley. Kadarius Roan come out of the backfield. Tyler Whitaker. You'll see Darius Horton. Then you go down to Spencer Robertson, Jalen Smith, Ima Udo. He's got a whole arsenal to pick from just dropping back 3 to 5 steps. And it'll be interesting once again to see the play calling that happens here. And Bill Renner is at the helm when it comes to the that Chargers offense. And with the thinness, we'll say, with the lack of depth on that Jaguar team, especially up front, they have experienced guys, but they only have one line of defense. You really may see Bill Hall run this ball 5-6 times to start the game just to prove they can. Get everybody focused on that interior line, and then you go up top and start the passing attack, because you're going to have one-on-one in the flat and one-on-one down the field. It could lead to be a quick score.
Yeah, I think it's very important for Northwood to establish a little running game early and keep Carrboro, the defense, honest, with Roan, just drive it up the middle. And another thing I think is interesting, can Carrboro finish the job, finish strong? They're getting off to these leads in the season, but then they're kind of, giving up points at the end. They barely survived against Chapel Hill. I know Coach Tudron wants his boys to finish strong tonight.
And that's a great point, and let's talk about that Chapel Hill game, a one-point victory at Chapel Hill. And they had the lead 15-0 at half, and Jason Tudor said, I thought a couple of my guys put it on cruise control. And I said, guys, we're not out of the woods here. And then back comes Chapel Hill. We really saw the emergence of a potential star in Grant DeSelm. After all the heat he took in week one for calling his own number, trying to dive in and being unsuccessful in their first loss, over the past 2 weeks, he really has emerged as a leader. He's emerged as a quarterback. And against Carrboro, he played probably the best game of quarterback he's played, you know, in his career. He was mobile. He threw some bullets. Six passes dropped by his receivers. And, you know, all this without Darius Allen, who is the Tigers' version of Trey Sharp. And I think if the Tigers can recover, if they can move on positively, it'll be Darius Allen. They have a bye this week, but Darius Allen coming back next week. If they can gather up and take the momentum, despite the losses, the momentum that their offense has gathered over the past 3 weeks, the injury to Darius Allen may be the best thing to ever happen to that Tigers team, because they're going to come back not only, you know, thankful that they have their running attack back, but Grant DeSalm is going to say, "Hey, I'm a quarterback, and I'm a long threat in my own right. We not only have this running game, but we have a passing game that's pretty lethal as well."
And let's not forget that opening 1-point loss to Durham Riverside. You know, there's just a crushing loss at the goal line there, and so they've suffered a couple tough luck losses.
I saw Isaac Marsh yesterday, and I said, "Isaac, I feel a little bad for you." I said, "You very well may be the best three-loss team in the entire state of North Carolina."
Sure.
Then anybody looks at the stats and they look at how you lost, he's there's three ulcer makers. I mean, this is what makes coaches go, you know, I think I'd rather open a pub.
For sure. So I think we'll hear from the Tigers before the season's said and done, though.
Both these teams getting ready to do battle. Referees have entered the field. You're listening to WCHL High School Football Game of the Week. Paul Connell with Matt Oakes. It is the Chargers visiting these Carrboro Jaguars. 18 wins in their last 19 games. They would like to keep it going, and they'd like to keep that winning streak, make that winning streak from 1-2 against these Northwood Chargers. We'll be back in 60 seconds to continue our pregame coverage. Come on back and join us.
Fitch Lumber and Hardware has been around for a century because they pay attention to their customers. They've got everything you need for your home projects, large and small, and take time to offer you as much or as little advice and helpful tips as you need. The staff is experienced, knowledgeable, and available when you need assistance. Just one of the reasons they've been voted best hardware store in Orange and Chatham counties for 4 years in a row by the Independent Weekly. And Fitch Lumber and Hardware is right here in downtown Carrboro. So stop by or give them a call at 942-3153.
Will you be our neighbor? If you or someone you know is moving or building a home in Chapel Hill, Harrington Bank is your first stop in financing your new dream home. Harrington Bank offers competitive rates and products for construction loans, renovation loans, home equity loans, and refinancing options. Let's be neighbors and give us a call today. Harrington Bank is conveniently located at Southern Village, Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard, and the intersection of Highway 54 and 40. Harrington Bank, you deserve banking like this.
Matt Oakes, Paul Connell, thanks for joining us. WCHL High School Football Game of the Week. And we are at Carrboro High School. And this has been a long-awaited battle as Bill Hall brings his Chargers back into Carrboro. And once again, after a long streak of domination against these Carrboro Jaguars, it was the Jaguars finally shaking that Charger monkey off their back last year, winning 20-17. Chargers had a chance to keep that streak alive late in the game. They faltered in the Jaguars' end and could not make it happen. Of course, that really was, you'd have to look and say, that was the competitive linchpin for this Carrboro Jaguars team. Once they got that monkey off their back, they really felt as though they had their destiny in their own hands. They dug in and went on that run all the way to the state championship game, where they lost on a heartbreaker again with about 24 seconds left. And, you know, it's been a blessing and a curse for Jason Tudrin's group, because they saw last year what a magical season that was. You go 14-0, you lose in game number 15, and they really have had to be reminded during the offseason, during the preseason, and during these first 3 weeks that, you know what, guys, it took a lot. It took a lot of luck, good fortune, and a lot of hard work for us to get there. Guys, you just can't think that we're going to return and have this happen again. We're going to pause for our national anthem, and when we come back, we will be ready for the Jaguars and the Chargers. World and honor.
applause to the Brian Carter High School and Marquis Jaguar Band.
Couple minutes until we take the kick. Both these teams anxious to get on the field and anxious to get this over with. They've been looking for it for a number of weeks. And, you know, now the time has come. And like any rivalry game, you get those butterflies in your stomach and you just are ready for some action. Marlon Johnson, Xavier Dunn, the captains walking to the field for Jason Tudrin's Jaguars. See who they line up against. Bill Hall hasn't chosen his captains just yet, or they at least have not made their appearance. It'll be interesting to see. The trend in football has been lately, you win the toss, you defer to the second half. Yeah, I'd like to have the ball in the second half. It'll be interesting to see what the decision is for whichever team wins the coin flip here, because, again, it may come to who has the last possession, who has one more possession, who strikes first. And if you win the toss, instead of deferring here to the second half, you just might want to take it and try and ram it down their throat, because, again, you have two teams that are very similar, and their whole idea on offense is to impose their will on the other. You may want to take it first.
I think especially for Carrboro, if they win the toss, they'll be electing to receive that ball. They really can't afford to fall behind here, especially with the bulk of their offense coming from the rushing attack.
Andy Escajo, one of the captains, along with Marlon Johnson, his co-captain, Xavier Dunn, another captain. They will be walking out for the Carrboro Jaguars. Escajo is injured on the day, so another injury for the Jaguars. And once again, it's just tough to imagine that they've been as successful as they have with as thin a roster as they have, and then they're going to go and lose two more guys.
Taking everyone's best shot every week, too. It's an amazing coaching job by Coach Tudrin.
And again, it'll the captain for the Chargers. See Jared Worley out there. Worley joined by Dimitri Nobles. And we will also looks like Jacob Fowler is joining him, referee making the introductions, and we'll have the coin flip here shortly. And we'll take a quick break, 30 seconds. Come on back for the start of this one. Paul Connell, Matt Oakes, WCHL's High School Football Game of the Week. Come on back and join us. Jaguars, Chargers, going to be a great one.
Celebrate the real Mexican Independence Day at Margaret's Cantina.
What do you mean, Margaret? It's September, not May.
Right, Ron. Contrary to popular belief in the U.S., Cinco de Mayo is not Mexican Independence Day. They celebrate their independence from Spain on September 16th. Friday and Saturday night, we'll be serving Mexican specialties such as chiles en nogada, a dish which represents the colors of the Mexican flag, green, white, and red.
I love the way you say that. Margaret's Cantina in the Timberline Shopping Center, now serving Sunday supper from 4 to 8 p.m.
It's here.
Still on his feet. Left side touchdown.
The wait is over.
Throws it up in traffic and it's intercepted.
High school football begins now. .9 FM, WCHL Championship Sports, and Merritt Store and Grill present the High School Football Game of the Week. All season, join Anthony Wellman, Jeff Hamlin, Paul Connell, and Walter Storholt for twice the games on 97.9 FM and streaming live on WCHL's website, chapelboro.com.
Got a man, right sideline, 20, 10, 5, touchdown!
WCHL Championship Sports High School Game of the Week is presented by Mark Vitale Nationwide Insurance in Chapel Hill. And in Hillsboro, AAI Nationwide Insurance.
Still on his feet, left side, touchdown!
Get ready for all the action, all the excitement, and exclusive coverage you can't find anywhere else. High school football kicks off now. Here's your host, Paul Connell.
And welcome back to Carrboro High School, Jaguars, Chargers. Tension is palpable. Good crowd here tonight. If you can get here, you can grab a couple of the last seats available. Talk to April Ross, the AD at Carrboro, does such a fantastic job, and we appreciate her hospitality and her operational capabilities making these broadcasts happen whenever we're at Carrboro. And if you can't get to the game, sit back, kick your feet up. If you listen to WCHL, you can catch it on AM/FM. If you are at home, you can catch the double, the Merritt's double, as we carry two games online. Walter Storholt over at Orange. And we are here, of course, at Carrboro. So in the category of what do we know, Jaguars win the toss, defer to the second half, and say, you know what, we're at home. We'll defend our goal to start.
Crazy. Yep. Here we go. The atmosphere is pretty good here. You ready for this, Paul?
I'm really ready for this. So ready to see the Jaguars and the Chargers. Bill Hall has come in here. He has an experienced team. He has a powerful team. He really wants to get back on the winning ways after that loss last year to the Jaguars that sent them on their way to the state championship. We've had realignment, and the Chargers have a tough, tough schedule. They're in a tough, tough conference. And Carrboro, this is the last game of their out-of-conference schedule, and they'd like to be 4-0. One of these teams will leave here with four wins. The other will leave 3-1 and terribly disappointed. It's a pooch kick. Does not reach Trey Shupp. It's called by the up man. Fair catch at the 36. That'll be Kendrick Edwards, or rather Darius Glover. Glover will give the Jaguars the ball on their own 36-yard line, and the hostilities will now commence. It'll be Jonah Mendes coming out. It was Jonah Mendes and Roman Lott. Leadership at quarterback for the Jaguars. Started that first game, Jonah Mendes. Won the starting job, but now finds himself on the bench to start this one. As Roman Lott will be the starting quarterback for the Jaguars in this competition. We will see Mendes very quickly. Roman Lott, a better runner. Mendes, overall better all-over game for the Jags. Quick whistle, a little confusion on the part of the referees. We're ready to start. 37-yard line, first and 10. Shotgun, Trey Sharp, left side. Two defenders come up to greet him. He'll gain one, maybe two, going to bring up second down and long.
Not a surprise there, Paul. Jared Worley on the tackle there. He's had 18 this year, so 21 total. So
now second and long, and this is exactly where the Chargers defense would like to have the Jaguars. They want to make Mendes or Malott beat them. Full house backfield. Mendes in. Straight off handoff. Trey Sharp. He's up the middle. 40, 45. Finally brought down just shy of the marker, and it's going to be third down and short. But you saw the power there. That incredible power of Trey Sharp and his ability to hit the hole before anybody has a chance to react, especially the linebackers on the Chargers defense. It's going to be a gain of 7. Bring up third down and 1. And here's where the Jaguars are dangerous. Mendes, once again, full house backfield. Has it back to the left and the right. Trey Sharp behind him. Handoff goes to the left side. Trey Sharp, 50, 45, 40. Jukes a man, 35, 30. Back inside. Two tacklers up, getting from the backside. He's over the 35 and down at the 32-yard line.
Electric play there, Paul. On the defense, they avoided Worley's side of the field there and got around there on the end, and a great run. Seemed like a little sluggish there by the Northwood Charger defense.
32 yards on the left-hand side, Trey Sharp. And, again, he's just so dangerous whenever you get him in these short yard situations. Brings up first and 10 for the Jaguars. 10:35 remaining to play here in the first quarter. Throws over the middle, and it's picked off. Tipped and picked off. Chargers pick it off. They've picked off Jonah Mendes. Return comes back to the 20. Now to 25-30, 35-40. Anybody going to bring him down across the 40-yard line?
Darius Cole there.
Picked
Darius
off
Cole.
By Darius Cole, the junior defensive back. He went up with all 6'1" of him and caught that tip ball. It was intended for Darius Glover coming across the middle. Glover kind of short-armed it a little bit. It tipped off his fingers and fell right into the waiting arms of Darius Cole, who brings it back to the 43-yard line, and it's first and 10 as Ty Pinnix brings his high-octane offense out. Five receivers, nobody in the backfield. Pinnix going to throw to the right side. He's got a man, and it goes off his shoulder pads. That one intended for Tyler Whitaker. Hit him right in the chest, but you know, Tyler Whitaker was so wide open before that ball got there, he actually looked up the field to see where he could run, and that's when it bounced off, going to bring up second down and long.
critical mistake there. That could have picked up huge yardage.
Well, and you know, that's just got to be nerves. Just flat out nerves. First ball comes into the right flat. Beautiful throw. Ty Pennix has an arm, and it hit him right in the chest. It brings up second down and long here from the 43. In case you just joined us, Jaguars are driving. 32-yard run by Trey Sharp, and then an interception. Here comes Ty Pennix, throws out in the left flat, and this one is intended for Spencer Robertson. Robertson cannot make that catch as he overthrew him just a bit, and it will be incomplete. Brings up third and long, and this is exactly the peril that you can sometimes put yourself in with a wide open offense like this with five receivers. You live by the pass, you die by the pass. Well, they're going to live or die by it now. Third and long, straight drop out into the near side, screen pass, and it comes.
Good tackle there by Carson McKay.
Kadarius Roan out of the backfield catches that one, the screen pass, but only gains two. Linebacking core for the Jaguars was all over that one, and it brings up fourth down and eight. And it looks as though they're going to have to punt it away.
Good defensive stop there by the Jaguars.
Danger for the Jaguars is that Ty Pennix, not only the quarterback, but he's the punter. So when he makes that drop, if the yardage is short, you're going to have to pay attention. Timeout has been called on the field. And with 9 minutes, 48 seconds remaining to play in the first quarter, it was the Jaguars looking to strike first and draw first blood. They certainly had the opportunity. They had two quick runs by Trey Sharp, and then on third and short, he rambles 32 yards through five defenders on the left-hand side, brought down inside the 25-yard line. And then Jonah Mendes makes a nice pass across the middle. Probably should have put a little zip on it into the numbers. Lofted a little bit high off the outstretched fingers of Darius Glover. Picked off on the play and returned nicely. And that killed the first threat for the Jaguars. And you know that they really wanted to stick that in first, especially at home. You like to get that lead. But it's been a three and out now for the Chargers. Once again, Ty Pennix now with a deep drop. And always a threat for the fake. I mean, fourth down and eight. He will kick it away. Low kick, wobbly. It's going to come to Marlon Johnson. Johnson going to pick it up on the right-hand side. He's 20, 25, 30. Up to the 30-yard line. He reverses field back to the 35, and he's brought down by a host of tacklers at the 36-yard line, and we will erase the board, and the Jaguars will go again from exactly the same place where they took the opening kickoff.
Kind of a nervous start here, Paul, by both teams. You know, some drop passes and short-arm play there. So we'll see which team can establish themselves.
Well, I think that the Jaguars have established themselves. They certainly established the run. They established that they can run on the Chargers. I think what will be more interesting is when the Chargers get the ball next, do they give the ball to Kadarius Roan on some pitches and see if he can actually run it and give some focus in there. Empty backfield, Jonah Mendes. He's going to throw across the middle. This one's almost picked off and then stolen out of the waiting arms.
Jared Worley, again, number eight.
Of Jared
all
Worley.
All over the field.
But Worley was there to take that one, try and take that one away. And Campbell Isom just refused to give it up, ripped it out of Worley's hands, and it will be a gain of five up to the 40, just over the 40. It'll be second down and five. 9 minutes remaining to play here in the first quarter. Jags have the ball for the second time. First one and was an interception. Here's Mendes. Handoff goes. First man through. Only man in the backfield. And that's Kendrick Edwards. Edwards, once again, finds himself in the backfield in place of Grayson McGee, the waterbug suffering a broken tibia 2 weeks ago. They didn't find out until last week. He'll be out 4 to 6 weeks. And, again, that gives Mendes one less threat as wide receiver. But Edwards, with really good hands, won't put the ball and should not put the ball on the ground, and he's a pretty quick runner. Full house backfield. Handoff goes first man through. That's Will Mallott. Mallott met at the line of scrimmage, pushes the pile a yard. It's going to be pretty close to a first down. We'll see what happens. And on this third down play, it was right up the middle for Will Mallott. It's his first carry of the game, and they're going to give him 1.5, and they're going to give him the first down. So first down for the Jaguars. And with 8:16 remaining to play here in the first quarter, the Jags on the move. They have had no problem running the ball, and that really has to give this coaching staff of the Chargers a little pause. Because they'd like to make Mendes or Mallott be the player that hurts them. Here's a timeout by the Jaguars, and while they take a timeout, we will too. You're listening to the WCHL High School Football Game of the Week, brought to you by AAI Nationwide Insurance. Come on back. Nothing. Jags trying to drive. Back in 30 seconds.
Wade is fishing on a lake and just realized his car insurance bill is due. Should he A, water ski behind a pair of rainbow trout to the nearest post office, or B, pay his bill from Geico's mobile app? The correct answer is B. Paying your bill on Geico's mobile app takes only seconds. A pair of rainbow trout couldn't tow a full-grown man for more than a couple yards. The Geico mobile app is fast, free, and easier to navigate than a couple of fish.
Geico. Wherever, whenever. Just a click away with our free mobile app.
This is it. It's football time. That means there's only one place to get every bit of Carolina and college football stats, commentary, photos, sideline news, and much, much more. It's Chapelboro's Huddle Up with a Heel section.
Shotgun snaps to Renner and drops straight back. Plenty of time, goes to the end zone. Ebron catches it for six. What a play by the Tar Heel tight end.
And it's jam-packed with everything you'll need to know this season, plus extras you weren't even expecting. So don't get blindsided. Check out chapelboro.com/huddleup all season long.
Let's call it 15 for Roma Lott on the quarterback keeper. And it's a first down once again for the Jaguars. They are into Charger territory at the 40. Great play by Roma Lott.
Paul, they are pounding it down their throats right now, getting to the second level continually. We'll see if the Northwood Charger defense can step up here.
7:50 remaining to play here in the first quarter. Roma Lott is at the controls. Jonah Mendes usually sees most of the time it's been Roma Lott, and that is a statement that they're going to run the ball. Malott, handoff, left-hand side. This one goes to Kendrick Edwards. Edwards is going to get a gain of, we'll call it five, and it's going to bring up second down and five. And once again, short yardage on second down for the Jaguars, and that is where Trey Sharp and Marlon Johnson are their most dangerous.
Trent Klein there on the tackle, and he was still able to get, what was that, 4 or 5 yards?
They're going to give him five. It'll be second down and five. Jason just joining us. Nothing here. Carbone Jaguars hosting Northwood Chargers. We are in the opening frame, 7:10 remaining to play here in the first quarter. Jaguars' first drive, highlighted by a 32-yard scamper from Trey Sharp, and then an interception. Here's Mendes back in at quarterback. Handoff goes to Kendrick Edwards. Edwards met at the line of scrimmage and then knocked back a yard, and he will probably lose one on that. We'll see where the mark is. In fact, they're going to say he lost two because he kept trying to escape the grasp of the defender. It's going to bring up third down and seven. Mendes now, or Malott, depending on who decides to take the snap on this one, will probably have to back up and throw this one. So, in fact, Mendes and Malott in the game at the same time.
Interesting.
Playing the full house backfield. And now Mendes and Malott in the backfield. Looks like Mendes going to take this snap. Malott is to his left. Three receivers to the right-hand side. Pump fake, uptown. Kendrick Edwards overthrew him. It was the perfect play. There was a mix-up in communication on defensive coverage for the Chargers, and a quick snap, quick pump, and Jonah Mendes hung it out there at about the 5-yard line. Unfortunately, Kendrick Edwards could only get to the 7.
It was a good throw, and the defense bit down. It was wide open, and wow, that would have been something.
Now 4th down and 7, and the Jaguars say, we're going for it. Mendes going to take the shotgun snap. Roma Lott is to his left. Wide receivers left and right. Receivers in the slot, left and right. Mendes, three-step drop, looks across the middle, avoids a tackler, scrambles to his left. He will run. He is going to get the first down and go out of bounds just inside the 30-yard line to the 29. That was a heady play by Jonah Mendes as he picks up 8 to give Jason Tudrin's offense another life and another first down on a 4th down opportunity. The crowd loves this one.
Elijah Washington was in there at the quarterback, but he couldn't get his hands on him, and that's another first down for the Jaguars.
So first down for the Jags, 6:10 remaining to play here in the first quarter. Mendes and Roma Lott have split the duties at quarterback today. Jaguars want to prove that they can absolutely run on this defense. 6 in the box for the Chargers. Handoff straight ahead, Kendrick Edwards from the quarterback position of Mendes. They will get 1 on the play, and it will bring up 2nd down and long.
Jay Williams there in the backfield to stop that play short.
Well, I think what you saw there is, you know, there was another guy in the box for that Charger defense. And they're, you know, they have now said, you know what, you guys have proved to us that you can absolutely run on us, so we're going to put another one in the box, and hopefully we can stop you, and then we're going to have to make you throw the ball. So now, 2nd down and 11 after the loss of 1. Fake the handoff. Play action. It goes to Marlon Johnson. Cross the middle. 15, 10, 5. Touchdown. Marlon Johnson just that quick. Lightning strikes.
Wow, he made his way through the defense like they were in quicksand. It was explosion.
Well, and that's exactly how this Jaguars offense works, is they'll run, and when you bring that extra guy up into the box, they'll either send Marlon Johnson out to the post, they'll send him to the flag, or they'll slice him right across the middle. And right there, Jonah Mendes, a terrific job. He three-step drop off the shotgun, took a step up, hit him in mid-stride. And I'll tell you what, you catch Marlon Johnson in mid-stride, and you are not going to catch him as he rambles in for the first score of the game. Schlabert with the extra point. 7-0 Jaguars, 5:20 left in the first period. We'll be back in 30 seconds. You're listening to the WCHL High School Football Game of the Week.
Are you a weekend warrior? Along with the fun of being active comes the risk of injury. This is Dr. Harry Stafford, Director of the Primary Care Sports Medicine Fellowship here at UNC, as well as a UNC team physician. And for those times when your knee gets injured, your Achilles is hurt, your back goes out, or if you've got a shoulder injury, UNC Family Medicine is a great choice for fast and easy treatments, including cutting-edge platelet-rich plasma injections and much more. I invite you to find out more on our website, uncfamilymedicine.org. UNC Family Medicine, here for all weekend warriors.
Coming back to Carrboro High School, WCHL's High School Football Game of the Week. 5:20 remaining to play here in the first quarter. First drive for the Jaguars, cut short by an interception. Second one, pass right over the middle once again. This time Marlon Johnson takes it in for a 6-0 Jaguar lead. Tack on the extra point, make it 7. And Schulberg will pooch kick to the 30-yard line. There is a whistle before the kick, and the officials have called a timeout. That's the second time that they've blown the whistle right before the Jaguars have tried to kick off. We'll see what this call is. But once again, if you just joined us, it was the Jaguars. First two offensive possessions easily could have led to 14 points. They only have 7. As we see, the call is going to be offsides on the setup for the Jaguars, and they will try and kick it again from 5 yards back.
This game is being dominated right now by the Jaguars. Let's see if Northwood can answer with some points on their own.
Well, it's going to be interesting. You know, Bill Renner, he just likes to throw the ball. He's there for this five wide offense. Are they going to run it? We'll see. They're going to get it back here. Schulbert. This one, a line drive kick, going to be back deep to the 5. This one will go into the end zone as it rolls past the deep man for the Chargers, and Bill Hall's offense will take over on the 20-yard line. There's a bit of gamesmanship there. The first one was a pooch kick. This one drives it into the end zone and dropping back to the 20.
Yeah, it's a lot of moxie, a lot of savvy on the sidelines here with Carrboro. They're used to winning, and once they get in the game, they relish it. It's they're 2A. They're taking on the big boys.
Not afraid at all. The way this school's expanding, we could see it go to 3A anytime now. Here are the Chargers. Ty Pinnock, straight drop, 2, looks inside, and once again, ball is dropped by Kadarius Roan. Kadarius Roan had an opportunity to work in the screen pass on the last set and only gained 2. That time, he had a little running room, and once again, for the second time, a receiver for the Chargers looked downfield before he caught it and drops the pass. It's going to bring up 2nd down and 10 from the 20-yard line. 5:16 remaining to play here in the first quarter. You're listening to the WCHL High School Football Game of the Week. Paul coming along with Matt Oaks. Ty Pinnock's of the Chargers. 2-step drop. And this one, Kadarius Roan. Short pass, line of scrimmage. 5-7 yards. Pushed out of bounds. And it'll bring up 3rd down and short. That was a nice short pass. Good short route by Kadarius Roan. And Ty Pinnock zipped it into him. He was able to hang on to it. Gains 7.
A little more speed out there for Jaguars, or for Northwood on that play.
Well, it gained 7, going to bring up 3rd down and 3. We'll see what the Chargers do in their first opportunity at short yardage. Finally, Roan now for his, this is the first time Roan has been in the backfield with Pinnock. 4:40 remaining to play. Fake the handoff, play action, goes out into the near flat, and the pass is caught that time by Tyler Whitaker. So Tyler Whitaker hauls in his first reception. This one good for 8 yards and a 1st down as the Chargers go hurry up, no huddle. They will have the ball at their own 36-yard line, 1st and 10 with 4:30 remaining to play here in the first quarter, down 7-0 to the Jaguars. Bill Renner's high-powered offense, five receivers. Penix drops two steps. They look into the near flat, and this one is complete. Finding a little rhythm now is that offense for the Chargers. This one is complete to Jalen Smith. Smith gathers this one in. He's pushed out of bounds. It'll be a gain of 9 yards and bring up second down and short. This is the first second down and short opportunity for the Chargers offense.
Paul, there's that up-tempo that all the high schools seem to be going to ease the transition into college.
Straight drop. Penix once again out of the shotgun. Pass is complete. Kadarius Roan, he's got the first down and a little more. It'll be a gain of 4, and it will be a first down at the 48-yard line as the Chargers continue to roll.
They're finding those gaps in the defense, really picking them apart down the field right now.
Well, you can see that the Jaguars are almost conceding that short pass. They don't want to get beat long. They have a 7-point cushion. They don't want to get beat long. They don't want to get beat on the run. If you're going to go deep, we're going to try an interception. Play action this time straight ahead. Kadarius Roan, his first carry of the game, breaks across midfield. Now to the 45. He's got a first down at the first down marker. And that running game now appears this offensive philosophy has gone in reverse for the Chargers, where the Jaguars established the running game early and then countered with the lightning strike pass. It is the Chargers going with the short pass and then countering with a run of 9 yards on first down by Kadarius Roan, his first carry of the game, as it's second down and 1 from the Jaguars' 42-yard line. Out of the shotgun, Penix pump fakes, looks across the middle, has a man. Kadarius Roan reaches out with one hand, cannot hold on to it. Roma Lott was there on the coverage, but I'll tell you what, if that one would have been on the numbers, they'd have been at the 15-yard line.
Yeah, Roe Mellett was flying across the field there, but he would have been beat on that play for sure. That was a TD.
Penix gets the waggle in from the sidelines. Third down and 1 now. And despite the success, you still have to get the first down. Penix out of the shotgun. Five receivers. Good protection. Looks out left. Down and out. Excellent pattern, excellent catch made by Jalen Smith, his second of the drive, and this catch good for 9 yards.
It seems the Jaguars are content to just play off them, Paul. They're just going to make them beat them.
Actually, they're only going to give him 5 on this. Say he stepped out of bounds, and it'll be first down for the Chargers. They are inside Jaguar territory at the 36. They are. They're going to pick them apart. It's going to be 1,000 paper cuts before they get into the end zone. Single setback to the right of Ty Penix. Penix with the snap, fakes the handoff, rolls to his right, under a little pressure. He's going to take it himself, cross the line of scrimmage. It will be stopped just shy of the 30-yard line, call it the 32. It'll be a pickup of 4 and bring up second down and 6 for Ty Penix. As we see, not only can the young man throw it, he's got some quick feet.
And Justin Smith was in on the backfield there, rushing him, flushing him out of the pocket. Good rush there.
So Kadarius Roan now returns to the backfield. Receivers split wide, double left and double right. Nobody in motion just yet. Kadarius Roan in the backfield to the right of Ty Penix. Fake the handoff to Roan. Under pressure. Down goes Penix. Xavier Dunn gets in there along with Rakeem Satterwhite. And the first sack goes to the Jaguars defense.
Gerald Atwater in on that sack. Wow, he was in there before he could even think. That was a huge play for the Jaguars there.
Well, and it's a huge loss as well. It's going to be a loss of about 8 yards, and it's going to bring up, going to be a loss of 10. It's going to bring up third down and 18 from the 42-yard line of the Jags. That is not what Ty Penix wanted to work with. 2 minutes remaining here in the first quarter. Ty Penix fielded for the hole. Down the middle, Kadarius Roan, there's your catch. The 22 over the 20, now the 15. Living dangerously down the middle was that secondary of the Jags. And Kadarius Roan, after missing 2 balls, Ty Penix finally found him, and they burned him for big yardage from the 46-yard line all the way down to the 11.
Great composure there to deliver that throw over the middle of the field on big third down.
31-yard play. Ty Penix, first down now. Ball just outside the 10 at the 12-yard line. Handoff goes now. Kadarius Roan. You saw the lightning. There's the thunder. Gain of a couple. Kadarius Roan over the left-hand side. They're going to give him a generous 3. Going to bring up second down and 7 as the end of the first quarter continues to approach. 1:25 remaining to play here in the first quarter. Once again, Jags up 7-0. You're listening to the WCHL High School Football Game of the Week, and it's a good one. Blood rivalry here. Chargers of Northwood, Jaguars of Carrboro. One of these teams leaves here 4-0. The other goes to 3-1 and doesn't have bragging rights. Ty Pennix throws right side, and this one goes through the hands of his receiver, Jacob Fowler. And I'll tell you what, Ty Pennix threw that good and hard, probably threw it a little bit high. But Jacob Fowler, all he could see was the fact that he had 6 yards of green grass between him and that end zone. He just wanted that ball to get there as fast as possible.
Desperately wanted it. He saw pay dirt there.
Third down and 7. Pennix all alone. 5 receivers in the fold. Straight drop. Rolls to his right. Throws into the screen pass to Kadarius Roan. He's across the 10-yard line. He will rumble down to just near the 6. And it's a short gain. And it's going to bring up now fourth down and 4, and a decision now for the Chargers. People don't know this about Bill Renner. Not only is he a master of the 5-wide offense, he is also one of the nation's foremost experts on the physics and kinesiology involved in punting and kicking. If you ever want to learn how to be a field goal kicker,
okay,
you go talk to Bill Renner. He'll help you out. Fourth down, timeout is going to be taken by Bill Hall and the Chargers. And while they take a timeout, we will as well. Back in 30 seconds, you're listening to the WCHL High School Football Game of the Week.
Many people who switch their car insurance to GEICO for the savings end up staying for the excellent customer service. That's why GEICO works very hard to make sure every customer is satisfied. In fact, GEICO's customer satisfaction is 97%. And the 3% who aren't satisfied? Well, there's just no pleasing some people. But we're working on it.
For a free rate quote, visit geico.com to see how much you could save. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Thanks for coming back to Carrboro High School. WCHL High School Football Game of the Week is a good one. Just as we predicted. Bill Hall brings his Chargers back into Carrboro, having suffered a 2017 loss last year after 4 successive defeats of these Jaguars. Jason Tudrin's crew able to rattle off 14 straight wins last year, finally losing in the state championship game. They have rattled off 3 more to start the year, as have the Chargers. Fourth down, 4, inside the 10. They can get a first down at about the 4-yard line. Pennix says, I'm going for it. Fourth and 4. Under 30 seconds remaining in the quarter. Coming out of the timeout, see what the Chargers do. 2-step drop, looks into the end zone! Pass is complete to Kadarius Roan. There was no signal from the officials. Now they call a touchdown. Kadarius Roan catches it at the 1, rambles in. This game is 7-6, and just that quick, we saw the arm of Ty Pennix. That ball never got over 7 feet in the air. Caught Kadarius Roan in stride, and Roan rambles over for the touchdown. It's 7-6, waiting for the extra point now from Anthony Castro. Senior kicker, lefty, ball's down, holds there. Castro must be working with Bill Renner. That thing would have been good from 40. 7 apiece. We come to the end of the first quarter, just 20.3 seconds remaining in the opening frame, and we're back to a clean slate, 7-7, on a 6-yard pass from Ty Pennix to Kadarius Roan. Back in 30 seconds as the Jags take control, 7-all.
At Harrington Bank, it pays to be a customer. As your local community bank, we are working on the best ways to earn you more money, which is why we offer competitive CD rates. Call or stop by one of our 3 convenient locations in Chapel Hill to learn which account is right for you. We are located in Southern Village, Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard, and the intersection of Highway 54 and 40. Harrington Bank, you deserve banking like this.
Thanks for coming back. Carrboro High School, the WCHL High School Football Game of the Week. Matt Oaks alongside on wing, and we're watching a good one here, Matt, as these Carrboro Jaguars hosting the Northwood Chargers. This is a great, great rivalry. These schools just a few miles apart, separated by a county line, and lots of bragging rights here. And Carrboro with pride, taking pride in the success they had last season. Here's Anthony Castro kicking off, pooch kick, go to the right side. Will Malott fields it at the 30-yard line, and he is bulldogged down on the play. Excellent coverage there by Tyler Whitaker, who came down and made sure that Romelot did not get any more than that to which he was entitled.
Paul, here we are, deadlocked, almost at the end of the first quarter. 106 yards offense for Carrboro, 76 yards for Northwood. You know, it's what we expected and hoped for, and we've got a good one.
16.9 seconds remaining here in the first quarter. If you're just joining us, whew, you've missed a lot, but it's still back to zero. The needle has moved back to the middle. Marlon Johnson, first touchdown for the Jags. Kadarius Roan answers for the Chargers. First run, left side. This one goes to Marlon Johnson out of the backfield, his first carry from that position.
A strong tackle there by Jared Worley.
Good tackle by Jared Worley, and the key to somebody like Marlon Johnson, he's such big and long, and he's relatively fast for a long, lanky, tall guy. You want to get him before he has a chance to start running downhill. They'll get no gain on that, bring up second down and 10, and that also brings up the end of the first quarter. And with the end of the first quarter, we're going to take a break. Ready to start the second 12-minute stanza when we return. 7-7, Jaguars, Chargers, Paul Connell, Matt Oaks, the WCHL High School Football Game of the Week, back in 60 seconds.
I'm Edward Holmes, president of Cruisers Convenience Marketplace. By now, you've heard about our fountain drinks made with 100% filtered water served at a chilly 34 degrees with our chewy ice. They're guaranteed to taste great and only 79 cents every day. Right now, we're giving you the opportunity to win free fountain drinks for a year. Simply visit our Facebook page and look for the contest icon. Contest runs through September.
Cruisers, good to go.
College football season is here, and ChapelThorough.com is offering you the chance to show off your football smarts by playing in the College Football Pick'em Contest.
Each week, you will choose the winners of 10 select college football games, with weekly prizes awarded to the top contestants. The results are posted, so this is your chance to see how you stack up against your friends and to compete against WCHL personalities, including Ron Stutz, Art Chansky, Rand Northam,
and me, Rachel Nash. To play right now, visit chapelboro.com/huddle up.
Ready to tee it up once again. WCHL's High School Football Game of the Week is a good one. Chargers, Jags, 7 apiece here at Carrboro. Jonah Mendes in at quarterback for the Jaguars. Hands off goes, first man through, that's Romelot. From left to right, a little crossbuck tried that three hole on the right-hand side. It will be stopped for no gain once again. So both Marlon Johnson and Romelot stopped for no gain. Brings up third down and 10. And really, surprisingly, we have not seen any action from Trey Sharp on this series. As a matter of fact, Trey Sharp is standing on the sideline at the 50-yard line with an ice pack on the back of his knee, back of his right knee and calf. Mendy's going to have to do it himself. Long drop, short pass. Oh, and he misses badly this time. This time is intended for Kendrick Edwards. And Jaguars in a little bit of trouble now in the form of Trey Sharp on the sideline.
That's not good with news, Paul. Three carries, 41 yards tonight. They need him on the field to have a chance.
This will be the first punt for the Jaguars in three series. First one was an interception. Very well could have been a score. Second one, Marlon Johnson rambles in from 21 to put the Jags up 7-0. Chargers answer back right away. Kadarius Roan catches a Ty Penix pass for 6 yards near the end of the first quarter. Jags stymied here as they have had yet another running back go down. Here's a long line drive kick, bounces at the 40 and gets a Jaguar bounce over the 35 to the 30, going to be down at the 27-yard line as Kendrick Edwards runs down that one. Chargers get away from it, and they will take the offense to the field once again. On their own 27, they will start first and 10 with 11:07 remaining to play here in the first half. And once again, you just can't overstate the importance of the fact that number 20 for the Jaguars is standing on the sideline with an ice pack on his knee. Now, last year, when they had an injury in the first game, Grayson McGee was able to come in, and he had a 100-plus yard game in their opener. Grayson McGee is sidelined with a broken tibia. Here's Ty Penix out of the shotgun. He throws right. Kadarius Roan overthrew him there. Excellent coverage by the Jaguars. Brings up second down and 10 once again from the 27-yard line, their own 27-yard line.
Now, if you're Northwood here, you really need to go ahead and keep the momentum going and try and drive and get some more points and bash it on the ground with Roan. He's having a great game.
Ty Penix appears to be playing at 10. And he's absolutely amped up to the highest degree. If he could just reduce that and play at 9 and relax a little bit, he certainly has the time. Here's a handoff, right side, bouncing outside as Kadarius thrown. He's met by a host of tacklers from the Jaguars.
Good gang tackle there.
Absolutely excellent gang tackle. And a guy like Kadarius Roone, who has the speed and the size, that's exactly how you want to stop him. You want to get him before he gets to the hole. And they do. Drop him for a loss of one. And now they have to throw the ball at 3rd and 11. Penix, all by his lonesome in the backfield. Second quarter winding down, 10:30. Snap comes out of the shotgun. He looks long, then looks inside. He's got a man. Pass is complete. It's Anthony Upchurch. The junior wide receiver catches that on a nifty little slant, caught a bullet from Ty Penix, and that will bring it up to the 41-yard line. Just an outstanding pattern, and 16 yards and a first down on a third down and long from Ty Penix.
Clutch play.
Yep, Penix nice and relaxed there. Here's a short drop out of the shotgun, going to take it himself, going to run right across the line of scrimmage, now to the 45 in pursuit. The Jaguars defense gets to midfield. See where they mark him out. They're going to call him right at midfield, and depending on where the stick is, it might be another first down. We'll wait for them to call that. But once again, it looks like Ty Penix now finding his rhythm. 10-11, remaining to play here in the second quarter. 7-7. Just shy of midfield, it'll bring up second down and one as a 9-yard carry for Ty Penix gives the Chargers a little momentum here at midfield. Five receivers, nobody in the backfield. Penix wants to throw. He goes right side. Pass is complete. Complete it is on the right sideline, and it'll be Jalen Smith hauling that one down. It'll be good enough for a first down. In fact, it'll be a gain of 5. And Penix continues to keep the clock rolling. He keeps the chains moving and keeps this Chargers offense moving as 10 minutes remaining to play here in the second quarter. 7-7. Once again, Jags on top first, followed by the Chargers. Jags back on their heels. Five receivers. Two steps out of the shotgun. There's Penix. Finds a man. Right side. Cross the 40. Down to the 35-yard line. Outstanding catch and turn up the field by Kenton Edwards. And I think we've now seen our sixth receiver for the Chargers catch a ball. This will be another first down. This one will go for 13 yards.
That up-tempo, Carborough, might get a little fatigued here. It's something to watch as the game develops.
Here's Penix out of the shotgun once again. Throws left. This one tipped and then caught. Tipped on the play initially by the intended receiver, Tyler Whitaker. And thinking quickly, Jacob Fowler hauls it in at the 25-yard line, and then he's brought down. Doesn't matter how they do it. It's a line drive in the box score.
Nothing wrong with a little luck there, right?
No. Gee, ask Franco Harris about that. So at 9:21, they're ready to play here in the second quarter, 7-7, Chargers and Jags, and the Jags back on their heel as we have another player come off. It's Marlon Johnson. Johnson has had problems with a gimpy right ankle for the past year and a half. It looks like it may have gotten him again. Here's Penix. Draw play. Straight up the middle. Just enough passing to make you forget about the run.
Kadarius ran over Justin Smith there.
Kadarius Roan will make you remember that in a hurry as Roan. Straight up the middle. This for 9 yards right up the gut. And the Chargers are rolling. Down to the 16-yard line of the Jaguars, threatening once again. 8:40 remaining to play here in the second quarter. Going to be an interesting locker room for these Jaguars at halftime. Play action, throws to the end zone, passes up, back to the flag. Up goes John Atwater to try and grab this one. He cannot, out of bounds. It will stop the clock at 8:35. But you saw that Penix, not afraid to isolate John Atwater, the junior wide receiver, even at 5'9", not afraid to send him at all to the flag. And he went up one-on-one with a jump ball and could not complete it. Brings up a third down and one. Handoff straight ahead. Kadarius Roan, he's got the answer for what ails you. You just give it to Kadarius on the left. He gains 3. It's a first down inside the 15. Going to be a first down at the 13-yard line for the Chargers as they are rolling. And they are keeping that defense of the Jaguars out on the field, and they are punishing them.
They're gassing them for sure. It's a multifaceted attack. It's very tough.
Five receivers once again on the field. This is where Bill Renner is dangerous in the play calling. Little motion on the line for the Chargers. No call. Little slant pattern. Inside. Caught. and brought down just shy of the goal. Now they're going to call a touchdown. That'll be Jalen Smith, a little slant pattern. Ty Penix with the quick draw. Jalen Smith with a nice catch right helmet high. He rolls in from 13 yards out for the Chargers. Go-ahead touchdown, 13-7 in favor of Northwood. It'll be Anthony Castro coming out to tack on the extra point here with the left foot. Here's the thing about Castro. Kid's got a strong foot. This is not just an offense that's going to survive on touchdowns.
It could pay off later in the game.
Absolutely. We have two pretty good kickers in this game, but Castro, obviously the class of the game with his length. There was some extracurricular activities before the snap. Penalty will go against the Jaguars. It'll be half the distance to the goal. As it looked as though two of the linemen for the Jaguars jumped offside, made some contact. They move it half the distance to the goal. And, you know, now you know Bill Hall is sitting here going, well, you know, it's half the distance. They get two for one here. But he says, nope, let's keep that one in the bank. Anthony Castro going to tee it up. And a player has been now removed from the game.
Emotions are flying out there. It's a big game.
Being sent off on the play by the official is Xavier Dunn. Let's see what that's all about. 8:06 remaining to play here in the first half. 13-7 in favor of the Chargers. Extra point. Up, split right down the middle and out onto the track. Incoming, take cover. 14-7 is your score. Chargers on top like lightning. Kadarius Roan provides the thunder straight up the middle. Penix to Jalen Smith. There's the lightning. 14-7 at 8:06 remaining in the half. We'll be back in 30 seconds. See if the Jags have an answer. You're listening to the WCHL High School Football Game of the Week.
Will you be our neighbor? If you or someone you know is moving or building a home in Chapel Hill, Harrington Bank is your first stop in financing your new dream home. Harrington Bank offers competitive rates and products for construction loans, renovation loans, home equity loans, and refinancing options. Let's be neighbors and give us a call today. Harrington Bank is conveniently located at Southern Village, Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard, and the intersection of Highway 54 and 40. Harrington Bank, you deserve banking like this.
High school, you're listening to the WCHL High School Football Game of the Week, and it is a good one. The Cardboard Jaguars, not the most depth on this roster at all, but now they are truly the walking wounded. Trey Sharp, a right knee or right calf injury. Marlon Johnson, gimpy right ankle, has left the field. Grayson McGee, the water bug, who really plays so nicely off of Trey Sharp in the backfield. He has a broken tibia. He'll be out 4 weeks. Jason Tudrin looking, it's like a MASH outfit. Here's Anthony Castro. He's going to launch this one to the goal line. It'll be fielded by Marlon Johnson in the end zone, and he will think better of taking that one out. And with 8:06 remaining to play here in the second quarter, it will be the quarterback combination of Romelot and Jonah Mendes taking this Jaguar offense out to the field and starting at the 20. You know, we've really seen Jonah Mendes kind of come into his own as the starting quarterback, and it was kind of a surprise here in the first quarter that Romelot got so many snaps, you know, at quarterback. And, you know, Jason Tudrin and I have always joked, hey, listen, if you have two quarterbacks, what that really means is you don't have one.
Exactly.
So we're finding out now. Here's Mendy settling back into the offense. He'll try five wide set all alone in the backfield. Going to have to look up top. Short pass in the middle, and he thought better of that one. Checked off his outside receiver and looked at Kendrick Edwards, and he threw it at his feet. That was just, it looked like he held onto that one just a little bit long. Wasn't quite sure he wanted to throw it. You know, think about a young quarterback. Look, go ahead, pick where you're going to throw it, but throw with confidence. Because when you don't throw with confidence, that's when balls get picked off or they get tipped or tapped. And this defense for the Chargers is opportunistic, if nothing else. 8 minutes remaining to play here in the second quarter. Jaguars back on their own 20. Straight drop. Now rolling right. Throwing down the field to Darius Glover, who hauls it in over one shoulder. Tip, tap, 2 feet. Across the 40 to the 45, he's out of bounds. And just when you're looking for a new hero, Jonah Mendes hooks up on a 26-yard pass completion with Darius Glover, who hauls it in, stops the clock, and it's a first down for the Jaguars at their own 46.
A little Darius paddle there, Darius Cole against Darius Miller. And it looks like Darius Cole got beat out there on the edge.
Well, but I'll tell you what, he certainly had him covered, because that was an outstanding catch by Darius Glover. And you know, Jonah Mendes put it the only place that it could be caught. Stepping back once again, Mendes, oh, he's in big trouble, rolls to his left, and he's going to be dropped. He's going to be dropped for a 7-yard loss. Three tacklers back there for the Chargers. 7:40 remaining to play in the second quarter, and it brings up a second down and very long 17 for the Jaguars.
The floodgates were opened there. They came in on him. He didn't have a chance. So the big boys on top of it.
Crowd trying to fire up their Jaguars. Excellent student contingent. The stands are full. The track on the Jaguars end zone, full. Plenty of folks here from Northwood. Stands are full. Track is full on their side. This is what high school football is all about. Mendes, straight drop. Roy's in big trouble again, and he goes down one more time.
Was that 55? 55. Brady Koning on that sack. Huge play there.
Brady Koning, Elijah Washington. They team up once again. They were the heroes on the previous play. It's going to be another loss of at least 6 yards. It's going to make it third down and 23.
Wow.
As the Jaguars are reeling. Once again, if you just joined us, 14-7. The Chargers have scored on the combo of Kadarius Roan and Jalen Smith. Ty Pinnix managing the game very well. Pinpoint passing, nice play action. It has been an opportunistic offense and defense as we see the Jaguars take a timeout, as this is the first time probably in a season and a half that I've seen Jason Tudron's troops absolutely gassed. They are tired, and we are only in the second quarter. We're going to take a 30-second break at the 6:29 mark of the second quarter. Chargers up on the Jaguars, 14-7. You listen to the WCHL High School Football Game of the Week. Back in 30 seconds.
Attention Carolina fans, Fitch Lumber and Hardware is a whole lot more than just wood and nuts and bolts. Whether you're building your dream home, adding on, or just maintaining what you've got, we can help lead you in the right direction. Doors, windows, siding, roofing, paint, you name it, we can help you with it. And don't forget about our key and lock services and our custom millwork shop. So stop by Fitch Lumber and Hardware in downtown Carrboro or check us out online at fitchlumber.com. Go Tar Heels!
Alongside Matt Oakes, Paul Connell, bringing you a good one here from Carrboro High School. Jaguars facing 3rd and 23 from their own 33-yard line. Pass, right side, Marlon Johnson, jump ball, he got it! 45 line, flag is down on the play. Marlon Johnson, he has the cure for what ails you if you want to throw up the jump ball. He's a big kid, he's long and lanky, he can get upstairs, he's got the great hands, and now there's a flag on the play. It will be pass interference against the Chargers. It will be declined. Back there on the coverage was Michael Queen. Michael Queen, 6'1", but Marlon Johnson, 6'3", 6'4", and can really get upstairs. Great throw by Jonah Mendes to get it up top. Marlon Johnson hauls it in.
Teacher knows what works for him, and they're going to deliver it to their playmaker.
Well, you know, the toolbox is getting emptier for Jason Tudron, but he still knows he can go to Marlon Johnson. Full house backfield. Handoff goes left side. Here's Marlon Johnson going to take it himself as well. Marlon Johnson going to do double duty. This will be a run left side across the 35-yard line. They'll bring it down to the 33-yard line. It'll be a gain of, let's call it four. We call it at the 34-yard line. And, you know, Marlon Johnson, he really is the weapon here. As we said before, Grayson McGee, broken tibia. Trey Sharp, ice bag on the sidelines on his right knee. Marlon Johnson was out of the game for a little while with a gimpy right ankle. They go to the pistol. Marlon Johnson has taken the tailback slot, takes the handoff, bounces out to the right-hand side, turns the corner, finds the edge, right side. He's going to go over the 30-yard line, and it's going to be a gain of at least five, and it's going to bring up third down and short. Marlon Johnson, the kid's going to need an IV at the half.
That's a lot of load he's going to carry there. I thought they had him in the backfield, but he snuck through there and got a, you know, more positive yards. So go with what's working for you, right?
Indeed. Brings up, after a gain of about six, it brings up third down and one. Marlon Johnson going to stay in the backfield. He'll be in the pistol. He's there with Sam Blobe. It'll be offsides against the Chargers. And, oh, that's what makes a coach crazy. You get them down there third and one. You know they're depleted because of energy, because of injuries. And on third and one at the 30-yard line, you get a jump offsides.
I can hear old Bill Hall from over here.
Oh, it's just the thing that makes coaches crazy. To the 24-yard line now. Little room to work. First down. Straight drop. Up it goes. Marlon Johnson in the end zone over the shoulder with a circus catch. Tippy tap for two. It's a touchdown for the Jaguars, and it's on the shoulders of Marlon Johnson. I'll tell you, any college coach that has slept on Marlon Johnson, let me tell you, there have been a few. Any college coach sleeping on Marlon Johnson because they're looking for a better date to the prom, scoop him up now because the kid can flat out play.
He burned the Terrell Evans on that play on the outside. I mean, it was impressive.
Well, and the crazy thing is, you know it's coming. If they're going down the right sideline, you know it's coming.
The scary
and
thing.
You still can't defend against him. Schlaber. Down. Kick is up and it's blocked. Blocked and received in the air. Rule is in high school football, you can't advance a blocked kick on an extra point. Otherwise, if playing in the NFL rules, you'd have had two down the other end. So we'll see if that one comes back to haunt the Jags. The kick was low. The snap was good. Place was good. 14-13 in favor of the Chargers after Marlon Johnson rambles home on a 24-yard catch over the shoulder into the end zone to make it 14-13. 4:36 remaining to play in the first half. Whew, the fire is stoked. We're back in 30 seconds.
I'm Edward Holmes, president of Cruisers Convenience Marketplace. By now, you've heard about our fountain drinks made with 100% filtered water served at a chilly 34 degrees with our chewy ice. They're guaranteed to taste great and only 79 cents every day. Right now, we're giving you the opportunity to win free fountain drinks for a year. Simply visit our Facebook page and look for the contest icon. Contest runs through September.
Cruisers, good to go.
WCHL High School Football Game of the Week alongside Matt Oakes, Paul Connell. And every time this one looks like it's going to get away, the other team comes striking right back. We thought the Jaguars had the momentum early, and they certainly did. They were running downhill on the strength of Trey Sharp, as always. Sharp gets injured. They have to replace numerous components in the backfield. They go to the air. Marlon Johnson comes back to pick it up, but in the meantime, the Chargers score two touchdowns, one on the ground and one in the air, or rather both in the air, but from Kadarius Ronan and Jalen Smith to go up 14-7, and then Marlon Johnson over the shoulder just moments ago to make it 14-13 after the extra point failed. Ty Pennix goes back to the air. He comes out into the left flat. This one will be good for 7 yards, and it'll be complete once again to Jalen Smith. And Smith has been an absolute workhorse thus far for the Chargers, and Smith lines up once again, and he's got to be a little bit gassed too, because once again the Chargers going with his no-huddle offense. Five receivers, got three to the right, two to the left, one in the slot. Pennix backs up, two steps out of the shotgun, finds a man as Jalen Smith once again at the 46-yard line. That went a little bit low, but he looked downfield just before it got to his hands, as there for the defense, and coming up fast was Chris Joseph, a senior defensive back for the Jaguars. I don't know if he made lots of noise or what, because Jalen Smith just looked up right before that ball got to him. And instead of a first down at the 42-yard line of the Jags, it's going to be third down and two for the Chargers at their own 35-yard line, 36-yard line.
Yeah, it was like he had too much space there, you know?
It really is. You know, it's like a wide-open layup. You just don't know what to do with all that space. Man in motion. For the first time, Kadarius Roan, and there's confusion on the line on the snap count when Roan went and started to go in motion. The right side of the line moved, and it'll be a 5-yard penalty against the Chargers, and that's the second penalty that we've seen in a critical situation against the Chargers. First to give the Jaguars a first down on a third and one critical play from inside the 30-yard line that resulted in a Marlon Johnson catch for a touchdown to make this game 14-13. And now on third and one, back on their own 36-yard line, a 5-yard penalty backs them up five. Here's Pennix. Two steps out of the shotgun, looks long, right side. Kadarius Roan is there in the middle of the field. Roman Lott comes and brings it up from his free safety position. And that one just hung up there just a little bit too long. And Roe Malott was able to come over there and knock it off as Kadarius Roan, he was going long right down the middle of the field.
They were going for a jackpot there. And here they go, Carbrough trying to step up here on defense. We'll see.
Penix is going to punt it away. Two steps and a kick. This one a wobbly end over end. Marlon Johnson back at his 32 says, I'm going to get away from this one. It does not take a friendly hop for the Chargers. It's down at the 31-yard line of the Jaguars. And with a little bit of momentum now as they stop the Chargers after a brief offensive spurt, the Jaguars will take the field. It'll be the quarterback combo.
Marlon Johnson show.
Quarterback combo of Roe Malott and Jonah Mendes, and guest starring Marlon Johnson, as he has had an outstanding first half. 4-11 remaining to play here in the first half. You're listening to the WCHL High School Football Game of the Week, brought to you by AAI Nationwide Insurance. Carbrough down one, 14-13. 4-11 remaining to play in the second quarter. Mendes, handoff. Marlon Johnson. Who else? Who else they have? It's going to be a gain of one, bring up second down and nine, and the four-minute mark, you'd like to think that the philosophy here of the Jaguars' offense is, look, we don't care if we score. We just don't want to give the ball back. So let's see if we can grind up a little clock here, keep it inbounds. Let's get to the half. If we get close enough for Schlabert to kick a field goal, fine. If we get lucky on a big play, great, but let's make sure that the Chargers don't get the ball back. Second down and just inside 10. 3:35 and running. Mendes looking long. Right side. Oh, are you kidding me? Oh, it's intended for Kendrick Edwards and nearly picked off. Back there in coverage was Nitrell Evans, and Evans had the ball fall right into his hands. He just simply dropped it.
He could have got some revenge there from that last play. He was burned in the end zone, but just through the fingers, little butter fingers.
And you know that we've seen some nerves today. We really have on the part of receivers on both teams, defenders on both teams. But the Chargers seem to have gotten the worst of it. That may be the benefit of playing at home for the Jaguars. 3:30 remaining to play here in the second quarter. Down one, Jags on their own 31-yard line. Mendes in trouble. He goes down again. Sacked for the third time tonight.
Brady Koenig. Once
Brady
again.
Koenig. Koenig gets him once again. And that is Koenig's third sack. We'll give him 2.5. But the third time that Mendes has gone down, and you know, Jonah Mendes, that's where you see his problems as an inexperienced quarterback. He really needs to get rid of that ball, because rather than take an 8-yard loss, which he took there, bringing up fourth down and 18, and he will roam a lot, will have to punt it away from inside his 10. Chargers with 7 in the box. They're setting up for the return. Oh, and it's a low kick, end over end, going to take a very friendly bounce at midfield from the 50 to 45 to 40, going to be all the way down to the 35-yard line. Boy, talk about kicking with some horseshoes there. Roam a lot. Really only kicked that thing about 30 yards in the air, and it got 25 yards of good hop down the fairway, and it will come dead at the 35-yard line, where Ty Penix will try and give the Chargers a little more cushion before they head into the locker room. 2:42 remaining to play here at Carbrough High School. It is a packed house.
Great atmosphere.
If you can't get here for the second half, kick your feet up. We'll bring you all the action. Penix, two-step drop out of the shotgun, nearly sacked, completes over the middle to Kadarius Roan. Roan is gathered up on the play by the linebacker for the Jaguars. That's Justin Smith, who came over to drag him down after a gain of one. But the clock keeps rolling, and that's important for the Jaguars. They would like to keep this clock ticking so they can get into the halftime, kind of lick their wounds and come up with another strategy. Going to bring up second down at 9. Chargers coming in 3-0, same as the Jaguars. Out of the shotgun, two more steps. Pump fake short, now long over the middle. Passes complete at the 45-yard and rambling to the 40-yard line. Outstanding catch and run.
Boy, did he get that ball out at the right time, because number 78, Xavier Dunn, was on his shoulder.
Spencer Robertson with his first catch of the day, and this one could not come at a better time for the Chargers. Brings it up to the 41-yard line, and with 1:50 remaining to play, Kadarius Roan comes in motion, right to left, takes the inside handoff. He'll ramble over the 40-yard line, and he will be tackled. Let's call it around the 32. It'll be a gain of 7. It'll bring up second down and 3. And that time, Kadarius Roan coming in motion from the slot, from right to left. That was the play that the right side of the line jumped off sides on before. 1:20 remaining to play here in the second quarter. Penix wants to throw it. Throws it out into the flat. Has a man. He has room across the 30-yard line to the 25. Pass was complete to Jared Worley. Worley gathers in the reception. He goes out of bounds. 1:15 remaining to play here in the second quarter, and the clock is stopped as he goes out of bounds. But critically, it is a first down for the Chargers on the 25-yard line of the Jaguars, as they'd like to put more points on the board before they head to intermission. Here's Penix, all alone in the backfield. 2 to the right, 3 to the left. Pump fake, hit as he throws, and intended over the middle, as the receiver could not hold on to that one. Intended on the play for Kadarius Roan, and Roan, really, Penix lucky that one wasn't intercepted, as he held on to that one just a half a second too long.
Yeah, Gerald Atwater, number 73, got in there on the quarterback hurry.
59.8, let's call it an even minute. 14-13 Chargers. They'd like to put more on the board. Second down and 10. Jags defense digging in. They got 4 in the box and 5 linebackers. Nobody deep. Penix says, I want to go deep. He goes deep. Left side, down the middle. Kadarius Roan overthrew him. And back there on the coverage, doing a great job and potentially with a handful of jersey, was Chris Joseph. And I got to tell you that if that ball was thrown a little better, we might have seen some pass interference, because there was some grabbing and pushing going on there.
Little contact.
I think the referee looked at it and said, you know what, I don't think that was catchable. I'm going to let this one go. But you know he's got to be talking to Chris Joseph saying, son, don't do that again. 54.6 remaining to play here in the second quarter. Jags looking to stand the pressure. Third and 10 from the 25-yard line. Penix all alone in the backfield. 2 to the right, 3 to the left. Snap. Steps up, going to take it himself, cross the line of scrimmage. Satterwhite tries to pull him down. He escapes the draft. Right side, 10, in at the 5, pushed out of bounds. And a great run by Ty Penix will give him a first down. They're going to say he was pushed out of bounds at the 12-yard line. It'll bring up first and 10 for this Chargers offense with 44.5 seconds remaining to play. A lead of 1. They're looking to add on to that, and they have, again, 44.5 seconds to do it with the ball on the 12-yard line. First and 10. Penix, again, alone in the backfield. Throws left. Got a receiver. Vaults up into the air. Catches the ball. Stays on his feet. It is complete to, complete to Brian Harrington. His first catch, and I'll tell you, you can't tell the players without a scorecard here. I think we're up to 8 receivers for the Chargers having caught balls. That one will be good for 6 yards. It'll be second down and 4 to get the first down. They can get the first down on the 2, and with 35.3 seconds remaining to play here in the second quarter, this Chargers offense, just when you thought that the momentum was going towards the Jaguars, they have found all kinds of rhythm, and Ty Penix is doing a great job of managing this game.
And they are really taking, it's taking its toll on the Jaguar defense right now for sure. This is a much-needed timeout for them. I mean, they're just gashing them with all those options that they have on the offensive end. It's going to be tough. The cumulative effect on the Jaguar defense may be the key to the game.
Ty Penix has completed 63% of his passes today, 19 of 30 for 177 and 2 touchdowns. One to Jalen Smith and one to Kadarius Roan. Looking for another one here. Going to be second down and 4. Plenty of time here for the Chargers. And Bill Renner, the offensive coordinator, he certainly knows what to do with it. Up one, looking for more. Second down and 4 at the 6. Penix, straight drop, out of shotgun, looks across the middle to his favorite target, Jalen Smith. Smith cannot get to this one. He says he was interfered with, and I got to tell you, he either was running in mud there or somebody had a handful of jersey.
They're letting him play. They're letting him play, Paul, tonight. It's a big game.
It absolutely is. 29.8 seconds remaining to play. Just a few ticks off the clock there. Brings up third down and 4 at the 6. And remember, Anthony Castro, outstanding kicker for the Jaguars. So Bill Hall's got to be sure that he's got 3 here. Penix would like 6. Under pressure. Cross the middle. Jalen Smith. Touchdown, Chargers. Jalen Smith catches his second ball on that slant pattern. Once from the left and once from the right, Jalen Smith with touchdown number 2, and it's 20-13 in favor of the Chargers. Ty Penix has his favorite target.
Wow, that was an amazing throw. I mean, he was guarded. I mean, it was not wide open. He fitted it right in there in between two defenders, and that's a touchdown. Huge momentum changer right there heading into the half.
25.2 remaining in the half. Anthony Castro will line this one up. See what he can do with the left foot. Long count. Snap. Hold. Kick. Points. 21-13. The margin is 8. Jason Tudrin cannot wait to get his folks to the locker room, lick wounds, and talk strategy because they have a lot to talk about. Game over by no means. You know, and it sounds kind of funny for us to talk about a game, a momentum swing, where the lead is only 8 points. But you can see there is a huge advantage right now for the Chargers. They are moving down the field on offense at will, run or pass. Ty Pennix has found his rhythm. He's gone to at least 7 different receivers, but none more deadly than Jalen Smith, who has scored the last 2 touchdowns after Kadarius Roan had the opener. If you just joined us, 25.2 remaining to play here in the first half at Carrboro. Jaguars in an unfamiliar position of being down 21-13. An even more unfamiliar position. Jonah Mendes looks into the backfield, and there's no Trey Sharp, so the cupboard a little bare. Marlon Johnson has been the man.
You know how many yards he had on that last drive, Paul?
Tell
63
me.
Yards. 63 yards.
You use the cliche of put him on your shoulders. Marlon Johnson doing just that. Folks, he is playing wide out. He's playing in the slot. He is playing tailback. He's up on the pistol. If he could cook, I'd marry him. 25.2 remaining to play here in the second quarter. Jaguars tried to run out the clock with under 4 minutes to play and could not do it. They gave the Chargers the ball back on their own 35, and the resulting touchdown put the Chargers up by 8. Here's Marlon Johnson, catches the ball at the goal line, and he'll bring it back exactly 21 yards. And with 19.9 remaining to play here in the second quarter, Jason Tudrin has a decision to make. Do we kneel and just go into the half? Do we take a couple of shots here? What are we going to do? Because, you know, we're in a little bit of disarray, and our guys are tired.
Yeah, it'll be an interesting decision. I think they're going to – I'm not sure what they're going to do here.
Well, it looks like they've gone into a kind of a safety formation here. Jonah Mendy's going to take the snap. Roam a lot backs 10 yards just in case they have the Meadowlands Miracle.
That's
You're
it.
A little too young to remember the Meadowlands Miracle. It had to
Remind
do with Joe Pisarczyk and Herm Edwards. Last couple of seconds, a heartbreak for Giants fans. Eagles fans loved it. And as we tick down under 7 seconds, Jason Tudrin going to let this thing go to the half. But after a quick start by the Jaguars, all of the second quarter has belonged to these Northwood Chargers. Bill Hall brings his troops into Carrboro looking for revenge on that 20-17 win that the Jags had to put them downhill toward that state championship run last year at Northwood. He has come out on top of the first half of play, 21-13. Ty Pennix has found his rhythm and is doing it through the air. On the ground, Kadarius Roan is a man up the middle. But in the air, lightning striking in the form of Jalen Smith. 2 touchdowns to give the Chargers a 21-13 lead at the half. You're listening to the WCHL High School Football Game of the Week. We'll be back in 2 minutes. Come on back and join us.